You're listening to SBS News.
Overall levels of violence in the country have fallen since the Taliban's insurgency came to an end. But this week, the United Nations Secretary-General warned attacks by IS were on the rise. Millard is packing his bag for the first time since his school was attacked by extremists last month. The slim 15-year-old wasn't hurt when the bomb went off. Millard told the BBC when his father rushed to the scene to check if he was okay, he was killed in a second explosion.
How are you feeling going back to school today?
It feels really hard. I was at school when the explosion happened. Going back there is really difficult because I lost my father. My heart doesn't want me to go back.
Millard and most of his Kabul neighbourhood are from the Shia Hazara minority. The area has been repeatedly targeted by the IS group, although they never formally claimed responsibility for this bombing.
I was inside the classroom, about to leave, when all of a sudden there was an explosion. We all crouched down on the floor with our hands over our heads. My father was very kind and caring. He would always encourage me to go to school. He was a great support to me.
A spate of IS bombings in recent weeks targeting Shia and Sufi Muslims have rattled the communities. The attacks happened in the past too, but since the Taliban takeover have spread to new parts of the country. IS on occasion have apparently even been firing into neighbouring Central Asian states, but it's the Taliban who still control Afghan streets. IS is a fierce rival with its deadly cells, but it's far smaller than the Taliban and doesn't hold any territory. The Taliban, once insurgents themselves, are now in charge and they're on the lookout for suicide bombers as well as regular criminals. For many people in Afghanistan, whatever else they might have thought about the Taliban, they hope that their arrival would mean the end of decades of violence in this country. Khalid Zadran is the spokesman for Kabul's Taliban-led police force.
A coalition of international countries invaded us. They carried out attacks and tried to make Afghanistan unstable. We defeated them, so we can prevent these smaller attacks now. It is true there have been some attacks recently which targeted innocent people. We completely condemn them. God willing, we have a brave police force who will prevent such attacks.
In Hazara neighbourhoods, every aspect of life has come under attack in recent years. Even the daily commute is dangerous, with bombs targeting passengers travelling on small minibuses and shared taxis a regular occurrence. This man says everyone is conscious of the danger.
You're attacked everywhere, in school, in hospital, in university, in the street. We are living in a blood.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News. And that story was produced by the BBC's Shikanda Kumani.